Nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's going to be open line this morning, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, why, give me a call at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But let me start out by saying that I do not know what really happened in Tucson in the shooting. But I do know that we are not going to get the truth about it. Now, the world is in turmoil. It was just within the last 10 days, there was a revolution in Tunisia, and they overthrew the ruling dictator, and he fled off to Saudi Arabia. Certainly, revolutions do not occur by themselves. Somebody plans, organizes. I mean, you don't get 100,000 people out on the street just spontaneously. Oh, we decided, let's have a revolution today, or maybe we'll do it next week. No, ladies and gentlemen, revolutions are planned. They're organized. There are leaders. You have to get the people out on the street. You have to certainly neutralize the military so they don't come in and kill everybody. I mean, certainly we know the prototypes of the revolutions. They had a revolution in France in 1789, and it was organized by the Jacobins and the Illuminati and the Freemasons, and they stormed the Bastille, and there were only about maybe 10 or 12 people in the Bastille. Everybody thought it was just filled full of prisoners, political prisoners of the wicked king, and they just built up antagonism against the king. It was really a very, very liberal as far as monarchs were concerned in trying to do a great deal to help the people and improve the lot of the people. And it was all organized. It was part of this world revolution. The world revolution, which continues today, to bring about a one-world government. This is what it's all about. Certainly, as Turkey has recently left the West, turned against the West now, moved in with the radical Islamists. Why did Turkey do that? Why did they vote out the people who'd been there in power for so long and brought prosperity to Turkey? Well, there was a man, his name is Mr. Gulen, and he is certainly a multi-billionaire. He's a revolutionary Islamist, and he is financing this radical Islamic movement throughout the world. And he lives in Pennsylvania in an armed enclave. The State Department wanted to keep him out of the country because he was a radical and troublemaker, and he has a network of Islamic radical training schools here in the United States. But the CIA insisted he was a good man and should be brought in. So obviously, why, of course, the CIA is working with Gulen. There was actually a trial that was held, and based upon the testimony there, it was the CIA that is behind Gulen. Now, of course, we know that the history of revolutions, there are always somebody's organized them. Probably one of the best sources of information is the book we carry called Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Billington, the librarian, current Librarian of Congress. And of course, this tells you all about the revolutions in Europe that followed the French Revolution and the people who inspired them, the Buonarroti and Babeuf and Mazzini, who organized the Carbonari. They were all associated with secret societies. But all of the secret societies, down through the ages, have had this common denominator of wanting to bring about this world government, and that's the basic thrust of America's foreign policy today. I mean, they cannot tell the American people that we have a massive military. We spend almost as much money on our military as everybody else in the entire world put together. We have troops stationed in 130 nations. We have killers. People are trained to kill, the special forces, in 75 nations. We have 720 foreign military bases. Why? Well, because the purpose is to maintain the American empire. We, of course, have to borrow over $5 billion every single day. And yet, of course, we can give money to dictators throughout the world. We're funding dictators, you know, and installing dictators. Karzai there in Afghanistan, his brother's a drug dealer, and probably Karzai's a drug dealer as well. And we give them all sorts of money. We give all this money to rebuild Afghanistan. We have 246,000 people in Afghanistan. Well, 90,000 are U.S. troops, 110,000 are hired U.S. contractors, and 46,000 NATO troops, and they're only between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda there, and they're being funded at least in part by the Bank of England and the CIA. See, you have to have an enemy, and how else can you have a war if you don't have an enemy? The Taliban. But then it's all being funded through the ISI, at least part of it's being funded through the ISI, compared to the other parts being funded through the Bank of England, the part through the ISI, Pakistani military intelligence, has always been funded by the CIA. The CIA works in combination with intelligence agencies throughout the world. The Mossad, they all interlock and they all work together. In fact, I one time had a high-ranking CIA official, although he was with military intelligence, Navy, but he was assigned to the CIA, and he told me, he said, I mean, they work closely with the KGB, but you can't let the American people know that. Oh, no, communism is the enemy. That's communism is the enemy. That's why we've got to have this massive network of military installations. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the world revolution, establishing the one world government and regulating and controlling everybody in the world. That's why India now is issuing their so-called smart cards, RFID identification cards, to 1.2 million people. Why is India doing this? To bring everybody under control. That's why we certainly support the Chinese Communist government. We're not worried about the fact that they're brutal. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562.
A love offering will be collected.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Stan back here, and our Gary guest was supposed to be Barry Shamish, so he's not here, so you're going to have to call in from that audience out there, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening, give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, you know, fortunately, there's the Internet, and you can check the various things that I'm saying. For instance, the number of people we have in Afghanistan today, look it up, and 46,000 NATO troops, 90,000 American troops, 110,000 American paid contractors that we have, 246,000 men. How many members of Al-Qaeda? Well, look it up, go to your search engine and type in General James Jones, November 2009, 100 members Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, 100 Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, something like that. And then June 2010, Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda Afghanistan. And in June of 2010, Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, estimated between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda. So, boy, those must be fierce fighters. It takes almost a quarter of a million men to counter them. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a political theater. They're sending our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die for absolutely nothing. Yes, there are people, Sydney, there are Taliban. But it was their country. Why are we fighting the Taliban? Oh, well, we don't like the Taliban. We don't like the religion. Ladies and gentlemen, the religion is what we indoctrinated them with. The USAID, United States Agency for International Development, printed up $51 million worth of books to be used in the madrasas in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's the schools, madrasas, the school. And, of course, it's the textbooks push this radical form of Islam. It didn't exist in those areas. That radical Islam did not exist. This idea of dying in jihad and killing the infidels. They didn't like the infidels, and they got a crazy religion. But the radical form of this did not exist until it was financed by the CIA. It existed as the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It existed in Saudi Arabia, and we kept the Saudis in power. They were called Wahhabis, but the Taliban religion is just like the Wahhabis. Why aren't we concerned about the radical form of Islam that is being foisted on the people there by the Saudis, who we finance and we keep in power? Oh, we have to do it for oil. Ladies and gentlemen, we got more oil in the United States, massive deposits of oil there in Colorado, where most of you live, massive deposits up in the Bakken Reserve in North Dakota and Montana and that area. I mean, we're talking about trillions of barrels of oil, and the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, massive amounts of oil. Why do we drill it? Well, the environmentalists won't let us. Who financed the environmentalists? Why? The oil companies. Why would the oil companies do that? They want to drill oil. No, ladies and gentlemen, if you drill oil, more oil, the price would go down. The world is awash in oil. There's plenty of oil. Well, there's plenty of oil. Why were the prices going up? It's approaching, over $90 a barrel here. And that, well, why is it going up? Because when they want the price to go up, they make more money. In fact, if you put a floor under the price of oil, in other words, oil would not go below $25 a barrel. And I've actually had oil experts. I have a four-tape set of the energy non-crisis. One of them is with a oil man who said, you know, if you put a floor into the price of oil, so wildcatters could go ahead and drill oil, why, of course, it made the world would be awash in oil. I mean, as long as they, but see what happens is when the price gets too high and the wildcatters come on board, then, of course, the big oil drops the price down to $10 a barrel to destroy the opposition. But you don't have to do it. You got the environmentalists to do it for them. Isn't that nice? The environmentalists, of course, which are funded by the great tax-exempt foundations, so they interlock with the oil companies and this brotherhood of darkness, and the government funded the environmentalist movement. The last thing you want is for the American people to know that the oil companies started the environmental movement to control the competition. Of course, it's being used now along with the overall agenda of lowering our living standards, because there are too many people in the world, and they're going to lower the living standards, impoverish the American people. After all, the American people are the only people in the entire world who can expose and counter this satanic Luciferian movement to bring about a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. Well, that's what it's all about, enthroning Lucifer. And they're quite open about it among themselves. That's what Constance Cummings, and why her work is so important, why, if you haven't heard her talk on the emergence, that's the coming world leader, you need to. She's talked to these people. She's been there. And, of course, we actually carry her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You need to get it. You need to understand. And then, like Paul Revere, you need to be telling everybody what's happening. They're going to let the price of oil raise the price of oil further. It's going to wreck the economy. I think it's going to happen later this year. Certainly, they're always feeding us disinformation, and I've been taken in the past by their covert agents, feeding us information, and it could be wrong, but everything points to inflation coming with a vengeance this year. Now, it's not going to have hyperinflation. I mean, but by the, when you start getting 10, 12, 14% inflation, why, it really begins to hurt. And all you need to do is go to your magazines, you know, that are selling your things over the Internet, and you'll see the prices of a lot of things going up. I know I buy my shirts on through an Internet service, Internet company, and their prices are going up on various items. And certainly, this is what's happening to China. We financed raising the living standards of China. We've created a middle class in China, and we've created a working laboring class, but they're demanding more money. And you can be sure that our people are over there organizing their union, demanding more money, getting higher living standards. That's what it's all about. In fact, David Rockefeller even brags about this in his book, Memoirs. And if you haven't read it, shame on you. A lot of it, of course, is simply cover talk and to confuse you and mislead you. But on page 405, he talks about, you know, how a lot of people think he's part of a secret cabal, and he and his family are working and conspiring with others, you know, throughout the world to bring about this new international order, and they're working against the best interests of the United States. And if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, not mine. But then he goes on to talk about, I mean, these people on the radical right and radical left, and they're critical of what we're doing. But after all, if it hadn't been for our intervention, how would we have raised the living standards throughout the world and in other countries? And how would things be so good here in the United States? Now, he's writing in 2002. And he's right, you know, things were pretty good in the United States in 2002. And they had raised the living standards in third world countries. And specifically, they're not doing it in Africa because they hate the blacks. But, of course, they've raised the living standards in China and India. But it's all part of the plan. Raise the living standards in those nations and lower them here. You want to read the planets in the Earth Charter, point 10A, where David Rockefeller writes the Earth Charter. David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between America with a high, certainly Europe with the highest living standards in the world and third world nations? Why, you very simply lower the living standards of the first world nations and raise the living standards of the third world nations. And that's what they've done. And that's what they're doing today. And that's why you are going to be impoverished. And that's why they're going to take your pension fund. And that's why they're going to destroy the value of your life savings by lowering the value of the dollar, by bringing about inflation. Why do you think that Ben Bernanke, the head of the Fed, has said, you know, we just got to create more inflation? Inflation's too low. That's why we're going to, of course, buy all these treasury bonds, you know, to try to keep the interest rates low. Of course, the interest rates went up when he did that, but that's all right. He's a very smart man. He knows exactly what he's doing. But they cannot let the public know. What is he doing? He's buying up the bonds, so of course he creates shortages of bonds. And when they do that, why, the interest rate rises. It's automatic, you know. You create an artificial shortage, prices go up. You create an artificial shortage of oil, the price goes up. The world, you have to create the shortage. I mean, that's why they don't want drilling in Anwar, the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve up there. Because there's so much oil. I mean, why do they have the environmental movement blocking the development oil in Colorado and Bakken Reserve in Wyoming and all, and certainly a Bakken Reserve up in North Dakota? Create artificial shortages. That's why they won't allow offshore drilling. And whatever happened in the Gulf, that thing was contrived, and his phonies of $3 bill. You know, and Halliburton just bought up this cementing company that was supposed to, cement the oil well there in the Gulf that we had all the problems with. And Halliburton is part and parcel of this whole international conspiracy. Dick Cheney was the head of it. Dick Cheney spent his whole life working for government, and then, of course, when he was out of government, during the Clinton years, why he immediately became CEO of Halliburton. Well, you would think he might have been, you know, worked in the company a little while before he became CEO. No, he immediately went directly from, being the defense, I think he was in the Defense Department, yeah, he was in the Secretary of Defense, to being CEO of Halliburton. And then when George Bush was looking for a vice president, Dick Cheney is assigned the job of finding the most capable man in the entire country to become vice president. Who does Dick Cheney determine the most capable man to become the vice president of the United States? Why, he determines that he's the most capable man. Now, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. His wife's a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 of them. They're the people who really run things behind the scenes. And Dick Cheney then becomes the vice president of the United States. He controls the Bush administration. He tells, Georgie what to do, and Georgie does it. I mean, when the 9/11 attack came, Did George immediately fly back to America to take command? No, he hid in Air Force One, and they flew to another base someplace after he got through reading about the rabbits, or the goats, I guess it was. And Dick Cheney was in charge. He was running things there at the White House after the September 11th attack. And, of course, George, I think, was frightened to death. That's why he was afraid to leave the classroom there in Florida where he's reading about the goats. He knew something was going to happen. He knew the plan was to attack Afghanistan, but he didn't know what it was. He could honestly say, "Oh, shucks, I had no idea." They have to give the president, they call it plausible denial, so he can deny he has any part in these intelligence operations. Phone number is 877-2454. I'm rambling. Give us a call, 877-254-7544. But it's all about world government, ladies and gentlemen. All about world government, and the world's in turmoil.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines. I'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Never forget, the major thrust of American foreign policy is to bring about a world government. And, of course, in the process, they want, of course, to transfer the sovereignty of America to this world government and, of course, bring in a worldwide police state. And that's, of course, why they have their satellites. They're putting up new military satellites in this last week to 10 days, put up this massive new secret satellite. Why are we putting secret military satellites up, who are they going to be spying on? Are they going to be spying on the wicked Chinese communists? Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing everything we can to build up the Chinese economy, despite the fact that they are a ruthless tyranny. They impose a one-child policy and they kill girl babies over there and by the millions. They persecute Christians and they kill Christians. But you must understand, the real foreign policy of America is violently anti-Christian. We can't tell you common people here that. I mean, why do you think we installed a nation, a constitution under Sharia law in Iraq so they could drive the Christians out, and a constitution in Afghanistan under Sharia law so you could, you know, be killed if you converted to Christianity? Why? Very simply, because the real agenda of the people, the invisible government in Washington, D.C., the people who really control things, not our duly elected representatives, not the legitimate government of the United States, but the illegitimate government is anti-Christianity. They want to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. You can't have a Bible or a crucifix or anything like that in high schools. Why do you think when Barack Obama went to, I think he was going to be speaking at a Catholic university, basically he insisted that they go ahead and cover up a cross that was up there on the podium. Understand this. This is what it is really all about. An intense hatred of Christianity. Why do you think there's so much that comes out of Hollywood that belittles Christianity and so much on television that attacks and belittles Christianity? Why do you think they won't allow any mention of creation in our schools, but it's perfectly all right, teach evolution, which teaches the young people that there is no God? Because, after all, if evolution is true and a fact, then the Bible is a lie. I mean, there's no intermediate. You can't have, the Earth has been here for billions and billions of years, and dinosaurs died out 60 million years ago, and if that's true, the Bible is a lie. And there's no way you can have, God had guided evolution. No, the Bible is a lie. I happen to believe the Bible is the divine word of God, and it's accurate, and I don't believe in evolution. I did. I mean, I was indoctrinated in school like most people, but the facts are there, and if you want them, why, we've got a wonderful DVD series put out by Pastor Billy Crone on the fearful creation. If you haven't seen it, it's well worthwhile. We've covered a lot of this in his programs, but you need to get the information. You need to read it. You need to study it. And you need to find out what it is really all about. You need to find out how to counter these arguments on evolution. And basically, if you are in academia and you come out in favor of evolution, they will destroy you. You will be viciously attacked. I mean, you will never get a promotion. You will never get a research grant. I mean, and if they possibly can, why, they'll do everything they can to discredit your previous work. Why? Because nobody in academia who is teaching students should be allowed to suggest that there is a God, or that God is real, or that there's some sort of organized effort to the world we live in. Since, you're not supposed to believe that there's an organized element in chemistry, the periodic table, everything's in perfect order in the periodic table. Well, did that happen by accident? I don't believe so. I believe God organized it. There's a perfect order in language. And languages have an order, and they have grammar and verbs and vowels, and they all do. Who organized all the languages of the world? Who organized mathematics so it's perfectly organized? Who organized the heavens, astronomy, so that the planets move and the laws of gravity and everything moves according to specific laws? There's perfect order in music. I mean, everything is in perfect order. Biology, I mean, I said, you dissect one human being. I was a surgeon. Dissect one human being. The nerves are in the same place as another human being. You want to avoid those. And the blood vessels are in the same places. And they're all, I mean, there is a perfect design from the structure of anatomy down to the very structure of the cell and of the molecule. Everything was organized. And they want us to believe this all just happened by accident. It evolved. Well, you know, I can look in my garden, and if I'm not there to tend it, why, it evolves into nothing but weeds and destruction. There has to be organization, and there is organization, there is a God. But you see, the people want to destroy that belief. Why? Because they can destroy the belief in the Bible, then they can take you into the alternative religion. First of all, they destroy your belief in God, and then they take you into atheism and agnosticism, and then they introduce you to the worship of the other God. And that's what it's all about. And so much of the writings of today do that. Well, that sort of takes us into the Tucson shooting. And we could talk more about the world revolution and the fact that the world is in turmoil, and basically there's a real question, you know, the stirrings of revolution throughout all of the Islamic world. Everybody in the world wants to be free. They don't understand that this is all being coordinated by the people who don't want freedom. They want to overthrow the existing governments and then put in their dictators so they can take the world into this one world government. That's been the plan going back thousands of years. Of course, it was really modern-day plan was coordinated to Cecil Rhodes and the secret society. He created, and certainly far more than Genghis Khan or Napoleon or Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar, the one person who's coming closest to establishing this one world government is Cecil John Rhodes. And the secret society he created, that created a front organization that's operating today at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, it's called the Council on Foreign Relations. It kept its secrecy from 1921 up until, probably about 1972 is when Gary Allen distributed his 10 million copies of his book. None dare call it conspiracy, that outed the Council on Foreign Relations. And so they created the Trilateral Commission, and then, of course, that is the major coordinating organization. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I want to hear from you. What's your life? 877-254-7524.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116. 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number this morning is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. And so what does this have to do with the Tucson shooting? I mean, this globalist movement. Well, they have to give us things to focus our attention on. I mean, someday some issue, pull on your heartstrings, the tragic shooting of this brilliant and beautiful congresswoman there in Tucson, Arizona. And so day after day after day, we hear about her and recovery, and we see the pictures of her on the screen. But, of course, what was behind the shooting? Well, we certainly know this young man, his name Jared Lochner, and Jared Sidney, no question, he pulled the trigger and killed a number of people. But why did he do it? Well, quite frankly, I don't know why he did it. Was he just crazy? They have a picture of him where his head shaved and his eyebrows shaved and a wild look in his eyes, and they keep putting that picture up. That's the picture you are supposed to have of Jared Lochner. In other words, they create an image in your mind. Remember, Chris, what Edward Bernays said in his book on propaganda. He was, of course, Sigmund Freud's nephew. He was part of this whole establishment. He was the guy that they hired to get women to start smoking, and hired by the American Tobacco Company, and came up with all those slogans like, take a smoke, not a sweet. Take a smoke, not a sweet. You know, go lucky, go happy, go lucky strike. And, of course, they wanted to get women to smoke so that they would get lung cancer and die off because there are too many people in the world. Oh, you say it's all profit. And certainly there's profit in there, but there's really an intense hatred of humanity. And he hired Edward Bernays, and he sold water fluoridation that's poisoned our children. And he was involved in the propaganda for World War One, getting us into a senseless war that killed, millions and millions of people by prolonging America coming into war, and prolonging the war, we killed millions of people. But they can't let the American people know about that sort of thing. But certainly it was Edward Bernays who said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. And they do that with pictures. That picture of Jared Lochner with a wild look in his eyes, his head shaved, his eyebrows shaved, that is the impression they want to give you of this young man. And, of course, we know something about what's going on. We only get, it's like looking through a glass darkly. I love that expression that St. Paul used. But basically, the lawyer that they picked for Jared Lochner is a woman named Judith Clark. Now, that name may not mean too much to you. I mean, she's a federal public defender. Of all the people in the entire world that they could have picked to defend Jared Lochner, why Judith Clark? Why, she was the woman who defended Ted Kaczynski, and we know a lot about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. What do we know about Ted Kaczynski? Well, we know that when Judith Clark defended him, she knew all about him, and she knew he was a victim of CIA mind control. She had to know that if she went into his background at all, and she never mentioned this. She could have gotten sympathy for Ted Kaczynski. He was a victim of a government, I should say invisible government, because the government, basically a lot of wonderful people in the government, but there is an invisible government. And, of course, it interlocks with the CIA through the Skull and Bones, and many people from Skull and Bones go into the CIA, and they make up the dark side of the CIA, and it's compartmentalized. Most people in the CIA don't even know what's going on in the other departments. But So today you had a division that was dealt with creating new diseases, horrible new diseases, and they afflict so many of our people today. A whole flock of new diseases showed up about 1980, chronic fatigue, AIDS, Lyme disease, Ebola, other diseases, chronic fibromyalgia, just chronic disabling diseases. I believe they're the ones that Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote about in his book, which has suddenly become very expensive now. It's very hard to get between two ages, bottom of pages 50, 56, 57, somewhere there, talking about these new diseases they're going to be creating. But basically, Ted Kaczynski was the victim of the CIA mind control program. He was a brilliant, brilliant young man. He went to Harvard University, and they talked him into going into a CIA mind control program where they destroyed his belief in everything. The whole idea, can you destroy belief in God and in family and in country and introduce these nihilistic beliefs that want to be totally destructive? And that's what they did with Ted Kaczynski. It was part of a program. They succeeded wonderfully. And then after they'd done that, they turn him loose on society, and he goes off and lives as a recluse, and he starts sending bombs to people all throughout the country, and he kills an awful lot of people. Now, the fact that CIA Ted Kaczynski was in a mind control program, and where they wiped out his belief in values, and, there's no God, why shouldn't you kill? Why shouldn't you do whatever you want to? Why shouldn't you try to remake the world? But Judith Clark, his attorney, had the ear of the entire country, and she could have brought this out to get sympathy for her client. I mean, that was what a defense attorney is supposed to do, is defend them and represent them and do what's best for them. But she didn't do that. She totally suppressed the information. Well, it wasn't certainly something that was, client attorney privilege, because this was public knowledge and there's books written about it. You can go up on the internet and check it out. We used to carry the book on Ted Kaczynski and how the CIA destroyed his mind. Now, what does that have to do with Jared? It has everything to do with Jared. Locked her because, of course, they picked the same attorney. They don't have very many people, ladies and gentlemen. This is only a matter of a few thousand people in the entire country that are parcel of this web of prestige and brotherhood of darkness. And there. Hey, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Want to have you give us a call? I guess it's the end of the program.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead? You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com, or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, I'm Dan back here at American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. I hope I didn't ramble too much, but still, to understand what is going on, this move towards the one world government, the one world religion, the one world leader. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read it if you want to get and distribute it. Well, the more you get, the cheaper we'll get the price for you. Or you can go up on the Internet. You can see the story there on DVD, and you get RadioLiberty.com. And for nothing, you can watch all of our DVDs and read our newsletters and certainly get the radio program there and listen to that. Encourage others to do that. Now you can listen 24 hours a day. If you have an iPhone, if you have unlimited minutes on your telephone, by calling 760-760-LOWSO11. That's 760-LOWSO11. That's we'll get you my Genesis programs, and they're available on the telephone. It's amazing technology. iPhone, if you have an iPod, you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down the programs. Help us get the information out, and I hope we do it in a clear enough manner. Read our newsletters, copy our newsletters, and get them out. Understanding that the wars are all contrived. All of these revolutions, they're all contrived. Everything is to bring about the world government. And the way they manipulate our minds and focus our attention on non-existent programs and create celebrity violence. If you have never seen our 4-tape set on O.J. Simpson, you want to know the truth about the O.J. Simpson and that an innocent man is in prison, get our 4-tape set on O.J. Simpson. It's unique. If you want to understand the master plan as it was laid out in 1969, get our 4-tape or 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians and what Dr. Richard Day, the chairman of Planned Parenthood, he was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, he laid out the whole program, and you can actually, we have the transcript of that, the only program we have a transcript of, but it's all there, the master plan. And once you have these things, you're welcome to reproduce them, unless you're making a profit, but you're welcome to reproduce them and get them out, and simply help us get this information out, because your life depends on it. We have to reach as many people as we can before the economy turns back and down again and more people lose their homes. A million people lost their homes last year. They tell us things are getting better. There are millions of homes that are in the process of foreclosure today. And they estimated well over a million people more are going to lose their homes. They tell us employment is up. Well, employment is up. Well, how do they know that? Well, there are fewer people, of course, who are in the U2 unemployment. Yeah, that's because they moved to U6 unemployment. They never talk about the U6 unemployment. And U2 unemployment goes down and U6 unemployment goes up. They talk about U2 unemployment. They're playing games with your mind, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing games with your mind. You need to get my talk, certainly, on the planned police state, on planned population reduction, on the hidden agenda, and there's syllabuses with many of these. They'll give you all the documentation. The hidden agenda, of which how they're poisoning you and your family with water fluoridation. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.